line we talk about a lot in our district. And then also I have had this conversation at conferences and on Twitter, is this idea of personalizing the literacy classroom. And I think that a lot of teachers struggle with that because it's not necessarily the way we were taught. We were taught very much like everybody's going to read the same book. We're going to answer the same comprehension questions at the end of the story. And that's just what we're going to do. And so sort of grappling with and understanding how we can personalize our language arts instruction is something that has become a bit of a challenge. So I've decided to devote a series to answering some of the most commonly asked questions about personalized literacy instruction. And this is the first episode in that series. And this episode, we're going to tackle the whole class novel. And I decided to start with the whole class novel because I think that this is probably the thing that is the biggest barrier to personalizing our language arts instruction. There is sort of this misnomer that because we want to use mentor text and we want everybody in our class to be able to have like this common story that we've all read or this common piece of text that we can sort of congregate around, their belief is that this needs to be a novel, and in reality, it does not. It could be an excerpt from a novel. It could be a short story. It may be a poem, and I fully agree that it's great to have sort of our community of readers and writers sort of rally around common text. That definitely does a lot to build that sense of community in your classroom. But it does not need to be a full novel, because sentencing an entire class of kids to the same novel just is not an appropriate practice for our classrooms. So the first step is using a shorter text as your mentor text or as your link text for all the students in your class to read. And then allow for choice. And this might mean that some kids in your class are reading Diary of the Wimpy Kid or something that maybe you don't necessarily see as a good fit for them. But find a starting point, and as long as your kids are engaged with the text, you can always work up from there. So find a good starting point for them. And the next question that often comes up about this is, well, if all these kids are reading these books and I haven't read them, how do I know if they're making the right connections? And to that, I'd say that you need to kind of give yourself a little bit more credit. I feel that you can probably sense when a kid is trying to play you. And also, when you are going to encourage your students to use evidence from their text to support their answers. So if one of your learning objectives for your unit or for this chunk of time when kids are engaged with these novels is that they can identify theme, you're going to ask them when you're conferencing with them, like, okay, hey, tell me about the theme of your book right now. What do you think it is? You're going to have them then go back in the text and allow them to find evidence from their text to support that idea that they've just shared with you. And maybe you're going to keep track of this on a note sheet or somewhere online, maybe a Google sheet. You're going to keep track of whether or not they were able to identify the evidence or whether you needed to provide additional scaffolding. And then this becomes like this wealth of knowledge that you have for your students. So that's sort of how you can handle choice text in your classroom so that we can start moving away from whole class novels. And I definitely plan on tackling what a conference should look like a little bit later, so stay tuned for that.